Blog Talk Radio.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
But a kingdom that has once been destroyed can never come again into being, nor can the dead ever be brought back to life.
Down into your bed, watching ever over you. You are never left alone, and the brown teddy bear guarding bravely by your side. With the undermentioned calm, through the cold and black at night. Are not good, remaining in a sin, and therein that's true. Your blood is clean and pure, that's the reason they hate you. But you can guarantee they will never get to you. You are a redemption.
to the Resolution Radio Network at resolutionradio.com. You are listening to the Slant Tommy Show, and I am your host. That's right, Sonny Motherfucking T. If you want to call in or listen now, its area code is 607-203-5423. That's area code 607-203-5423. You can follow us on various social media as we are still out there fairly well on conservative and right-wing channels. You can follow us on Telegram at Resolution RDO as well as show. You can follow us on Gab at Resolution RDO, at Sonny Thomas Show, and at Real Sonny Thomas. On Parler at Sonny Thomas Show. On Getter at Sonny Thomas Show. And I believe that's about all of them. So I did notice on Parler the other day, apparently I must have posed something that the censors apparently did not like, so it was removed. What a shocker. So I can only imagine which one it is, because I post, you know, when I post a lot of my stuff, I do a lot of blanket posting, so I just rape and hit all my icons, post. That way I try to get them all at once within a short time frame. But right now I have the time because I don't always have time to do it. You know, if I'm in the middle of doing a task or I'm at work or something, or, you know, my hands are dirty from working on a vehicle or some shit, I can't always sit there and just post shit all the time. Not as much as I used to. I used to have a small staff where I'd have a couple volunteers who'd help post stuff. But, you know, those are the good old days. As a matter of fact, we could definitely use your assistance here at the Resolution Radio Network. I'm looking at adding some new hosts to the network, as well as trying to keep the network up and rolling. My biggest issue is right now I'm just so crunched on time because I've got several different projects going on, especially right now being the winter months. I just barely have any daylight to get anything done. I mean, on average, I'm lucky to have, you know, a couple hours of daylight that I can really dive into something before it starts to get dark. Or like this evening, I would have had probably an extra 20, 30 minutes of light, but there was a cloud front coming in and just snuffed that sun right out. So I was like, well, guess I'll have to finish this project up. So I did, but I had to use the light of my phone to finish a couple of things. So, but I did get it done. So I'm just like, son of a bitch. So it's just one of those things where sometimes you just can't get ahead. So, yeah, I have a lot on my plate right now. So I do apologize for the lack of shows. But we are in the process of trying to get all the shows up to date on Resolution Radio. We just cut one of the shows that had a format change recently, and I just recently found one of the channels where I could actually download it and convert it. I have mentioned to the host, hey, you need to add an MP3 option for two reasons. One is a lot of us don't have a lot of bandwidth to be crunching these video features. And secondly, many of us also are not going to waste battery juice having to play a video on a damn phone while we're working or doing something, because of the fact that, you know, there's times I'm working on a vehicle and I'll just tune into a podcast and listen to it. It could be one of the own shows here on the network, or new programs. Every now and then someone sends the links to say, check out this guy, check out that guy. That's actually how I got into Billy Roper. Someone actually thought that Billy Roper was on Resolution Radio. I said, no, he's not on here. And so I kept going, who the hell is Billy Roper? So I looked him up and found his link and said, was good as well. He's got some interesting stuff. So I've had my, as a guest on here many times, and I've appeared on his show at least once or twice. So he's now pretty much minimized his digital footprint, as they say. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. So there's a lot of guys that I've had here on the show that are minimalizing their digital imprint, especially after the Trumpster is gone, and now you've got this, this expose, a true usurper in a White House, and I'm just kind of like, motherfucker. So I saw a picture on Parler, I thought that was kind of funny. It was someone had a billboard put out there on the highway, And it's Joe Biden with his aviators on, pointing up, smiling. Yeah, the dialogue that was on top of the billboard says, I'm not donating my salary, I'm donating yours. Wow. The guy has become his own butt of jokes. But the sad thing is, it's a very stark reality of what is happening. So I'm like, well, that's some crazy shit. So, but we've got ourselves in a hell of a situation here because, one, this guy's completely illegitimate on multiple levels. Secondly, he's not even eligible because of the fact that the guy is obviously senile. I mean, Christ, man, he can't even fucking not shit himself when he goes on foreign trips. I mean, who wipes his ass? Secret Service? So, I mean, wow, that would definitely a service I'd want to keep secret, you know? So, crazy shit, dude, but I'm telling you, things really make you go, Opening song tonight was Lancer, Aryan Child, and tonight the title of the show is Don't Say It, Bring It. So one of the things we're looking at here is I saw a couple of stories pop up recently, and others I have not seen much focus on at all. I have noticed lately that I've been driving around, I see flags half-mast on a regular basis now. I think the left likes that. They like to see the country in mourning constantly. They don't want it to be great. They don't want that flag. They start to see it as an oppressive symbol. And it's actually pretty fucking sad, really. I did not know Bob Dole finally passed, and he's now lying in state in the Capitol. So I didn't know anything about it. You know, I mean, some people say, yeah, dude, you know he died? So I just read it today, but apparently he just died the other day. But he was getting pretty old. So I thought that was pretty interesting. He had an interesting career. Yeah, but the thing that gets me at most is that, of course, this is right about the time of the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And I actually saw a very good, interesting little clip yesterday, actually. So if you go on the various channels, you'll find some interesting ones. So here on Telegram, it was a Time story. It's 3 minutes about Pearl Harbor. And I added dialogue to it. It says, the main reason why these myths exist is because they do not teach proper history in schools. I, for one, never knew the exact timeline, nor where the major battles had taken place, because they don't really want you to know what were the real causes of World War II. Makes us think it's all about Mahala hoax. Now, I had just come across a documentary that was made in the, was it made in the 50s? Not sure. I think it's called The Guns of August. And it shows you all the things leading up to World War I. Now, before I really dive into the greatest story never told, and I started to, and then I said, you know, I'm doing myself a disservice. I'm actually doing this back asswards. Because in school, they never talk about World War I. They never talk about the causes, what happened, and the obvious effects. Some say World War II is actually a continuation of World War I. They just had a 20-year recess. In some ways, that would be true, because some of the very same reasons why Germany ended up in conflict again is the same reasons why they were in the first time. But this time, they had a lot more resolve. And I think they had a fighting chance. The problem is the capitalist world and the communist world decided to unite and fight them on both fronts. And, of course, they made the sad mistake of being in the Axis that they had to stand up for each other. So after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the United States declares war on Japan, and then 2 to 3 days later, Germany declares war on the United States because of the fact that they're in alliance. Now, I have actually read some interesting stuff about that recently, about how what Hitler must have actually gone through before he announced the declaration of war in the United States in support of Japan, because he, to my understanding, he knew nothing about the attack leading up to it. And for obvious reasons, you don't want to let your allies know what's going on because they're trying to talk you out of it, for one. Two, everything else. But some of the interesting things I've also read about in the events leading up to World War II, especially the United States' participation into it, the United States has been gearing up for a war for a long time. Matter of fact, for example, in the film The Final Countdown about the USS Nimitz going back a couple of days before the attack on Pearl Harbor, the senator whose yacht was strafed by Japanese Zeros was assumed killed at sea, but was rescued by the Nimitz crew, had basically stated, you know, FDR wanted it in this war ever since the start. So, and it's true because of the fact that obviously a wartime economy would definitely help push them out of the Depression. But they were already in the process of gearing up many of the stuff before the attack on Pearl Harbor, plus the stuff that they did to the Japanese. Now, here's an interesting thing, the reasons why World War II really started. I mean, they obviously always tried to make it look like, well, the Germans invaded Poland in September 1939, and we said, get out within 24 hours or we would declare war on you. And then basically they said, fuck you, and then 3 days later, the British declared war on Deutschland as well as some other countries. And so they were clamoring for a fight to begin with. And, of course, this is with Neville Chamberlain as prime minister. So I have brought up many times on this program, what are some of the real reasons for the cause of World War II? And really, a lot of stuff had started 10 years, 15 years before. And even before that, where was the outrage of the Bolshevik Revolution killing the Tsar and his family? Where was the outrage for that? So that's the thing that gets, is where is the outrage of what they did to the royal family and what they subsequently did to that country afterwards? Secondly, what about the Japanese and what they were doing to China in Manchuria? I mean, the attack in 1931 in ravaged that place and also much of the Western Pacific for a long time. So my biggest question is, where is the hypocrisy there? Because where was the outrage of Japan attacking the Chinese? Nothing. Apparently the Americans must have supported that because it did not cut off their supplies. So where's the outrage of the Bolsheviks rising up and taking out the Tsar? Nothing. So what about some of these other conflicts that happen around there? Nothing. But as soon as Germany decides, well, you know what, we're going to try something different because we're on the verge of collapse, and they decided to put Hitler as chancellor, and then not so long after that, Reichstag fired, and he put forth the Enabling Acts, which limited a lot of freedoms. And not so long after that, Hindenburg died, and then he consolidated the office of the president, the chancellor, into the office of the Führer. So where was the outrage then? Nothing at all. Because at the time, media was actually praising Germany and the things that Chancellor Hitler was doing at the time. He was the Times Man of the Year not once but twice, plus the fact that what was the main reason why Germany was hated upon? They of usury. So when you take the power of the banksters to be able to not only create money out of thin air, but to basically profit off that fake money to begin with, which is their whole, Ponzi scheme, they don't like that. So as soon as he got into power in 1933, Judea declares war on Germany. So right off the bat, and here's another thing too, they hated that particular form of government. Because why? They couldn't control it. Because they couldn't pay off the politicians. They couldn't control the upper echelons of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, especially in government. And most importantly, they had no way to influence it. Now, in many ways, they did, because the captains of industry actually supported Germany in the 1930s, and much of their infrastructure that the government needed was actually supplied by many bigwigs at the time, and arguably some of them banksters. So, for example, a lot of the railroad lines, the infamous railroads you hear about going to Auschwitz and all those other places, was provided by Harriman. Harriman was one of the largest railroad manufacturers in the United States. There was a lot of Ford Motors in many of their trucks, provided by Ford Motor Company. Much of the telephones and lines that were up for the upper echelons of the German government were provided by no other than AT&T. And not to mention, supposedly, Big Blue IBM came up with the idea for the tattoos for the Jews. So it's interesting how many of the things that they go on and attack the Germans for, we were actually direct suppliers to Germany. Now, the Lend-Lease Act that was pushed by Roosevelt and through Congress probably violated many international laws, and they just worked a way around it to circumvent the issue. But the real issue that I have is, if you were to go back and look at now, how completely unconstitutional is the Lend-Lease Act? I think that's something that should be seriously addressed. Even though it's been, 85 years, I think it should be seriously addressed, because the fact that they pulled that shit once, they would pull it again. And we've seen it all the time with many of the other things that they pulled, such as the Patriot Act and some other things. So, and we know typically when Congress puts forth the bill and names it, it's actually the opposite of what it's called. But these are issues that need to be addressed. So again, let's look at this from an interesting perspective, okay? So Germany creates a different type of government, which is the brainchild of one man who was never controlled, never went to college, never even completed a high school. Basically, very intelligent individual, very astute observer, creative because he was an artist and an architect, and many things like that. So the bottom line is he could actually absorb information and ask very questions to get the answers that he wanted. And he was very persuasive in his style of delivery. So they create a government that's new and unique, and the bottom line is it can't be controlled, it cannot be bought. And then they shut off the ability to influence anything in that country. So you basically eliminate the banks. There's no Rothschild controlled central bank in National Socialist Germany in the 1930s and 40s. There was shortly afterwards. So not only that, but when he actually invaded France, he actually arrested one of the Rothschilds and threw him in prison. So the question you got to ask is, okay, you got the countries attack Germany and its affiliates. You have the capitalist world and the communist world come together to try to crush this thing with everything they've got. Now, let's look at this into a perspective of over 200 years ago. The United States forms its own government. There is no monarchy whatsoever. It is of, by, and for the people. So, let's say, by default, because they created something like that, that within a couple of months after the ratification of the Constitution and the government's fully in effect, that all of a sudden many world powers they would be trading with basically declare war on the United States because of the fact that they created a form of government that they do not approve of. Then let's just say the United States tries to prosper, does its thing, and let's just say the war of 1812 is a global war. Let's just say that they decide, you know what, we have no influence over the United States. We can't control what they do. They seem to be aggressive. We're going to go and wipe that fucker out. So basically, all the old world order powers combine all their resources, and they go across the seas, and they basically attack the United States of America. So how could that be any different than what we did to Germany in the 1940s? See what I'm saying? They have a serious problem with the fact that we have a form of government that's beholden to the people, or let's just say as an excuse, like they try to say was the reason for the Civil War, that we have slaves, even though most countries all the way up until the time of Wilberforce had slaves. From time immemorial, from one tribe to another, the neighbor to enslave another tribe, there's been slavery. It was Wilberforce in the British Empire that eliminated slavery, which is a big blow to Somalia, for example, because white slave trade, especially women, was a big business. And actually, that's where Ilhan Omar is descended from. She comes from Somali royalty, whose crop was white women. So you got to start putting two and two together, start seeing things for what they are. It's pretty fucking obvious when you actually think about it. But I think the more and more we really start to look at things, they don't pass the smell test. And so until we realize we need to step up and start rising up to do something about the shit, we're going to really get to an issue with this overall. Okay, after the break, I'm going to talk about the all of a sudden the fixation on Patriot Front. Why are they focusing on this group? And why are they perceived as such a threat? Because they're a little more organized and they got their shit straight. And not to mention that Andreas Johansson and his buddy Alan have agreed, hands down, that how the Patriot Front is doing it is how the Nordic Resistance Movement is doing it over there in the Scandinavian countries. And that basically, they're doing it the right way. It's interesting. We've also got a couple of the groups that are starting to pop up a little bit too, getting a little bit of prominence in the after effects of the Unite the Right debacle. Like I said, I was there filming that shit. They were determined not to let any speeches happen that day. That's why they crashed the Accord till noon, because they wanted to make sure no speeches got recorded. Because if those speeches had gotten recorded, they would have been on YouTube and all over the internet and could have inspired a mini revolution and gotten white people out of their stagnation and actually start thinking, hey, man, this guy's really actually saying something. And the next thing you know, their little mind control scheme is over with. That's how they roll. Okay, we will be back after these brief messages.
In ancient times, man roamed the earth in a constant state of hunting or being hunted. Introducing Caveman, where cutting-edge science meets ancient super nutrients. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You're listening to Resolution Radio at resolutionrdo.com.
You're listening to The Saint Thomas Show with Saint Thomas on resolutionrdo.com. Call in or listen now at 607-203-5423. That's 607-203-5423.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Greetings, fellow white people. Nazi propaganda bot here. Have you visited NordicResistanceMovement.org yet? If not, why? Are you an English cigarette? At NordicResistanceMovement.org, you will find the latest and the greatest regarding the movement and the Nordic people's struggle. Activist reports with action from the streets. Ideological articles to stimulate your mind. Videos, interviews, radio and more. From the Weed Bond by you will find an article written by Simon Lindbergh himself. He wrote about our vision for a united North contra-collergist ILEU. We also published Simon Holmquist's article called The Psychology of Genocide, which details how whites have been tricked into hating themselves and need to wake up to the glory of their ancestry. So you think this sounds nice? You want some of this? Then head on over to NordicResistanceMovement.org and get your daily dose of National Socialist stimulus.
All right, welcome back to the Resolution Radio Network at ResolutionRDO.com. This is the St. Thomas Show, and I am he, Study T. Okay, so we wanted to talk about some of the stuff going on with the vax bullshit as well as Patriot Front. Good news is that many states have filed an injunction against Biden trying to force his bullshit. Many large business groups and conglomerates have also filed motion. Daily Wire is one of the first to actually fight this as well. Good news is that many of these cases have been consolidated into one or two major cases in the Sixth Circuit Court, which is here in the Cincinnati area. Majority of the court is Republican-appointed judges, and we have a very valid argument there. Now, the Senate had just passed a bill trying to stop any type of forced vaccination on private companies. And, of course, the House ain't going to do anything about it. But Psaki also said right off the bat, if it did pass it through Congress, basically Joe Biden would veto it immediately. And not only that, but even though it's in the courts, you have to assume the shit is live, because here it is, what, 3 weeks before Christmas? So we're looking at less than, and Biden's going to try to push this. Now, he's going to go full tilt until he's told that he can't. Now, OSHA has essentially been defanged from enforcing this. So that renders it moot at the moment. Don't assume just because a snake doesn't have fangs that it isn't dangerous. Because if it's in there, like, for example, like a boa, okay, it doesn't need fangs. It just squeezes your ass, or even worse. It could just swallow you whole, and you'd have a nice, slow, digestive tract inside his gullet. So it's really difficult to make any plans for the first few months of 2022 because nobody knows what's going to happen. We see in other countries, such as in Deutschland, they're basically rounding up unvaccinated individuals, limiting their rights completely, ostracizing them from society. Basically, it's just like the pandemic hasn't started. You're only allowed to go to the grocery and see a doctor. So this is another reason why I'm so fucking pissed off at Gene Simmons, because when he goes up there, he starts saying, oh, if you don't get vaccinated, you are the enemy. Oh, I'm the enemy, motherfucker. So because I don't want to get stuck with that fucking devil's serum, you want to try to tell me that I'm the fucking enemy? Hold on a minute. And then to top that off, it's like, well, basically saying you don't have any rights. You should be rounded up and taken away. This is calling the kettle black. So like I said last week, this is bullshit. Gene, your mother supposedly was a fucking Holocaust survivor. You're a Hungarian Jew. You have the fucking audacity to fucking, your mother ran to Israel, met your daddy, busted a nut, fucking here comes Gene because they probably pulled you out by your tongue, and that's why it's so fucking long, as you say. And then by the time you're 5 years old in Israel, you move to New York in the United States, and you learn how to speak English through comic books. And obviously, it's a level of education, and you taught school for a while. That's why you speak fairly well. But you're still talking loud, but you ain't saying nothing. But really, you've said a lot. So your mother obviously is a Hungarian Jew. Supposedly, she was a Holocaust survivor. And you're talking about rounding up individuals that are considered undesirables and they should be thrown into camps? Who the fuck are you? Some guy wears fucking bat wings, goes up and spits fake blood and fucking singing God of Thunder, taking away my fucking, my Norse god, Thor? I mean, seriously. I'm sitting there going, dude, I've been a fucking kid's fan for 32 fucking years, okay? That motherfucker pissed me off so bad, and they still have not rescheduled the Dayton, Ohio game. So I'm actually in the process of calling Ticketmaster. So you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that show's been canceled. Because they showed no signs of reinstating the date. I want my fucking money back. Because this is bullshit. And then after he gets it, by the way, the real reason why they don't want my money back is because fuck Gene Simmons. The guy must be getting senile, dude, because I said he's a dumb motherfucker running his goddamn mouth. Jewish supremacist piece of shit. So, I mean, that's the thing, too, man. That really burns me up. And I've noticed the last couple of albums, Gene and Paul really start with their Jewishness fucking showing their song lyrics. Like the song, Back to the Stone Age off of Monster. Listen to the lyrics of that fucking shit. He's basically talking about world depopulation and essentially basically could breathe fresh air again like they did back in the Stone Age. Oh, righty then. So why aren't you pushing vaccines on Keffers? Kissinger was trying to do back in the 70s where they were trying to basically sterilize all these fucking Keffers in Africa. What happened to that? They didn't die. They multiply. Now you got rid of apartheid, and now what do you have? You have a borderline second world country who's now almost a third world country. They have no air force to speak of. They used to have number three air force in the world, and basically that country is on the verge of economic collapse at any given time. I mean, they still have riots in the shopping malls, and all the Keffers steal fucking shit. Yo, Black Lives Matter, motherfucker. Yeah, okay. I got your Black Lives Matter right here, bitch. So all of a sudden, they start an attack with Patriot Front because, in fact, they never really heard much about it before. But now they're a fucking issue because they actually organized. Apparently, they did a D.C. march. But yet, a lot of the footage they're showing is something. So I think it's kind of interesting. So it tells me one or two things. Since I haven't had a chance to dive into it, and there are no news updates on the website, anything regarding it, the last thing the house you like. July 7th, okay? So, I wish they'd sell some of their stuff because they actually have a pretty damn cool flag. I would might have one of those for my own collection. So when I did Tea Party Rouse, I had various flags flying up at the amphitheater, and I had all sorts of shit besides the American flag and the state of Ohio flag. And also I had the 3rd National Confederate proudly flying, and I had some other shit. At one point, it wasn't until later, but if I had one, I would have been flying a Golden Dawn flag. So, I mean, you know, there's many other groups out there that have very similar interests to we do. They just have a different ideology or a different view on how they look at things. But a lot of the end goals are not the same. Now, Pitcher Front has gotten a lot of praise from North Resistance Movement, which means they must be doing it right. And they've been doing an excellent advertising campaign, trying to get stuff out and stickering shit. So I guess it's the remnants of Vanguard America. So, because I was actually looking into Vanguard America after you're not the right, and I was thinking about checking it out. So I thought that would have been really cool. But the real issue so far is that now they're being attacked. So I think it's kind of funny, really. It is. They must be doing something right. So, and then not too long ago, National Justice Party had gotten their, I guess they work on annual rallies or something. And some of the speeches that they did at their little conference thing were actually very good. And Mike Enoch, I think, is pretty much the head of that particular group. But I thought the speeches were very well done. And they touched a lot of bullet points. So, again, I like listening to various groups actually have their act together and actually bring up valid talking points and not just echo shit from the past. They look at what's going on today. And so I think the more and more people start looking at some of these groups, they start going, wow, okay, that's cool. Well, we're getting to the point now where everything is being monitored, and if you give money to a certain candidate they don't like, or, you know, you go to a certain church group, there was a documentary that came out about 11 years ago called Shadow Government, and I recommend you look that up online. Very, very powerful. There's a scene there where basically a guy gets called down from his office, and he'd basically be interrogated, almost like the old CIA thing where you put a fucking light in your face and shadowy figures asking questions type of shit. Oh, well, you gave money to this church. This church supports anti-abortion rallies in front of Planned Parenthood. And this, that, and the other. Make it look like you're some fucking right-wing radical. Yeah, left-wing groups do this shit all the time. I mean, if you watch their fucking promo videos, dude, look at any Black Lives Matter bullshit or these woke niggers at these colleges and go, there's too many black people, or we gotta have safe space for whitey. So, I mean, that's the type of shit that's going on here, dude. And you know what I would do? I said, you know what? First thing I do is I had to yank my money from that fucking school. Like, look at Mizzou. They were having all this shit go on, bitching about this, that, and the other. What happened? I think almost, well over a third, almost half of their enrolled student body left. They're like, fuck you. So I thought that was very, very interesting. So that's one way to fucking hit them. Besides, these professors get paid all this goddamn money to do what? Doctrinate our children? That's bullshit. Those are questions that need to be seriously asked. So, again, if they're attacking Patriot Front, they must be doing something right. There's a very powerful video on their website. So you have to scroll down a little bit to get to it. And I've actually, if I can find the link to it, I'm going to try to download it myself and actually turn it into a PSA, and then give a little support to them that way. Because, in fact, I think what they're doing is interesting. And if it's starting to finally catch on and cause a stir, they must be doing something right. That's just basic marketing 101. And there's no different than what they do on Fifth Avenue. Same type of shit. I'll give you another example. When the Cobra Kai thing really started to a little bit, it was actually a hit. It was actually hard to find any type of merchandising. You had to find some stuff online, and you only could find like maybe a keychain. When you did finally find a T-shirt, you know, it's like, okay, is this real deal? Is this fucking heat transfer, you know? But now that Cobra Kai is in its fourth season, all of a sudden there's shit's everywhere, and I'm seeing all these kids wearing, you know, strike first, strike hard, no mercy, and all that shit. Dude, just don't tell me you're just now getting into this shit, dude. Karate Kid was back in 1984. That was a big coming-of-age film for my generation, because a lot of us have all been there. And interesting enough, Johnny Lawrence is Daniel LaRusso's nemesis. There's actually a 15-minute Johnny Lawrence story for Cobra Kai, which shows that he wasn't much different than Daniel. He was picked on. He was a skinny little kid, and he was a fucking loser. And then when he started getting into karate, then finally he found something he was good at, and became an inspirational leader within his dojo. So that's actually pretty cool in its own right. And that's all right. I think I'm going to try to squeeze in another track here real fast before the end of the program. Like I said, the shows will be catching back up shortly. Some of them, we've had technical issues. Others, I had some software issues I had to deal with. And we've had a host leave just because he's got so much on his plate. He just said, man, I really enjoyed doing the shows, but I just don't have the time anymore. And so that hell sucks, man. I've always enjoyed their content, but, you know, if they need to move on to things because they've got family issues or whatever, that's fine. But at least the programs that did put out there, I really enjoyed what they had, and they had some pretty good stuff. Okay, trying to find some other shit here before my shit fucking dies. Because there was a track I had in my mind that I was actually really wanting to... Yeah, where's Dr. X? I spend my lonely nights in various dreams. I'm thinking about that song today. That's some funny shit. Okay, I'm getting down to the nitty-gritty now. Yeah, Huron Valley, that's actually a group I need to follow up on. I need to see if they get some new material since they played at Celtic Fest about 2 or 3 years ago. It's good stuff. Okay, we're going to close out with Jesse James. The South's going to rise again. Sláinte mála.
A nigger ain't nothing but a nigger.
Down south of the Mason, Dixon, Prince, rebels are rocking and a rolling in. The Federalist money they are ready to spend. The South's going to rise again.
Actually, one of the things I wanted to bring up, too, was I saw an excellent video the other day. I follow a channel that's called Kings and Generals, and they have some really, really good programs, and they show what was the causes of the American Civil War. And real quick, that documentary I was talking about is called The Guns of August. It's a documentary that follows the book by the same title by author Robert Tuchman, and then an eminent American historian, to receive 2 of her Pulitzer Prizes for doing stuff. Anyways, excellent documentary, and it really goes into some of the players and just some of the politicos that were going on at the time in the early, late 1800s, early 1900s, and it's very powerful. I mean, you understand what World War I was to eliminate the old world order, which is the monarchies, because no one's going to give up power to a centralized thing. That was the whole purpose, was it want to eliminate all the Henry VIII's, that if you don't comply, then they'll basically, they'll just take you out. And that's what they did. Where is that other clip? trying to find the I'll be damned. I did not post it on there. Well, I just saw the other channels though. Anyways, so there was an excellent clip on there about all the causes. As soon as the American Revolution had ended and government had fought it, they had already started issuing decrees like the Northwest Ordinance of 1787 to limit slavery from any new northern territories. Some states immediately started to eliminate or drastically reduce slavery, such as Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. But by 1809, I think it was by 1809, there was a federal moratorium on importation of slaves. So basically, since they weren't allowed to bring any more in, that's where the slavery comes from itself. And technically, that argument, you could say that's where the term motherfucker comes from, is because of the fact that they would oftentimes, as they supposedly say, that they would have black children fuck their own mothers to create more black babies. I don't know how that fucking shit ever happened. But they never talked about the white slave trade, which was all the Irish women that they had enslaved as well. And then, especially to get the numbers up, forced the black slaves to fuck the Irish women. So that's why when you look at a lot of American blacks, that's where they get some of the features from. It's actually from the Irish bloodlines. So I think it's actually very interesting. And that Dennis D'Souza brought that up in his Hillary's America, where he brought up the Irish slave trade that was going on. There was such a demand for Irish slaves that 2/3 of Ireland's population was actually depleted at some point, from my understanding. So that's kind of fucked up. So if anyone's got a legitimate grievance over slavery reparations, they were pretty Irish. That's for sure. Tricking a lot of leprechauns out of Ireland. You're not supposed to take his gold. I didn't, you know. So, I mean, that's some good shit. So there's a lot of things that led up to why the South broke free from the North, and why a lot of Southerners refer to it as the War for Southern Independence or the War of Northern Aggression. Actually, I would prefer the latter, because I think that's more appropriate to the War of Northern Aggression, especially some of the tactics that were used upon our Southern brothers and sisters. And many of the Southerners did not have slaves. They were just Southerners that saw Dan Yankee coming down and trying to take over the fucking place. So there's a book by this guy named Kennedy called The South Was Right, and I think it was written in 1994, and it's gotten a lot of praise over the last 5-6 years, because apparently people have been discovering this book and reading it, and so there's a lot of legitimate testimony in there. So I think that's pretty interesting. I'm going to get the audio book myself just so I can take a listen to it. I just don't have time to read for it, man. I'm so swamped. But anyway, look up Kings and Generals on YouTube as well as on Facebook. They have some excellent, excellent videos. Plus the fact that I dropped the fact that Kennedy at Lincoln had said that he was not going to restrict slavery where it currently existed, but he was not going to allow it to expand the new states. And I said, who the fuck is he to dictate terms and conditions to new states coming online? That's bullshit. And then to top that off, he was in favor of all these tariffs. And the last day of office that Buchanan was in, he put all these fucking huge tariffs on the South, and they knew Lincoln would enforce it. So that's when South Carolina said, fuck it, we're out of here. So when you look at the real causes of why the sentiment between the Southerners and the Northerners had a huge divide between each other, and you start seeing all the causes and effects, you're like, well, fuck, I would have done the same damn thing. So, I mean, you know, that's when you put things in its proper context and you understand it. You need to understand why Germany did some of the stuff it did in the 1930s. Look what happened to it before, during, and especially afterwards with the Treaty of Versailles, what the conquerors did to the Germans, and why they finally had an opportunity with Hitler to say, fuck you. More than 2 years of him becoming chancellor, they were completely at full employment and had gotten out of debt for the most part. Now, not too long afterwards, their new Reichsmark was basically devalued because it's a labor-based currency. So it took more Deutschmarks to buy some materials that they need. But the bottom line is they had a lot of more bargaining power at that point. So very interesting shit. When you really start to find out from history, you're just kind of like, oh, I get it. So, again, when you put everything in proper context, it makes sense. Just like if I ran for office again, someone goes, oh, he's not pure. He donated to a Democrat. Yeah, I donated to Tulsi Gabbard, the first Democrat I've ever sent money to, because she's not white. She's Somali. But I will say this, though. At times she was able to step up for the right issues. She did sign an audit of the Fed bill. And she's been a major criticizing voice on Obama as well as even on Trump when necessary. But I wish we'd stayed in Congress because I think her voice would have mattered a little bit more. But the bottom line is I liked her. And she was kind of like a Ron Paul type in a way because the fact that during debates she was educating people. And that's what was most important because of the fact that she was attractive. She stood out because she oftentimes wore white. And she was intelligent. Not only that, but she was active duty reserves. She's a major in the reserves. A fucking major. Dude, she is high ranked. So you got to give the woman some fucking credit, man, dude. She's no slouch. So I had a lot of respect for her. I disagree with her on many planks that she had pushed. And I'd take a part and I could probably find some common ground for you on a conversation. But the bottom line is I respect her for running and trying to educate people. But when she stepped out of one or two debates and the protests, it really limited her visibility. But we saw how the search engines immediately curtailed her. Like when she took down Kamala Harris and just killed her fucking run for president, they immediately threw her name out so that way it was harder to find. So that's because it scared of her because of the fact that she was speaking the truth and she's effective. And that scared them, that's for sure. All right, so make sure you check out my show from last week, Crossbows and Arrows. And I am getting on a regular schedule here. Like I said, I was finishing up a project just before it got dark on me. And then I still had to head back home, so I was a little behind on some stuff. But we are going to be doing shows regularly here on Resolution Radio again. And pretty soon I'll have to rearrange my studio where I'll be able to be a little bit more effective and get a better connection. So I'm looking forward to that because my Wi-Fi where I'm at just hella sucks. It's real spotty. But we're going to be fixing that soon too. But some of the donations that I've gotten from the listeners, thank you very much. I've had to use them for technical stuff, and every bit counts. So at the bottom of the show description, if you could send stuff to us, it's very much appreciated. And you go send it to P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. Make sure you send check and money orders payable to St. Thomas or well-concealed cash to that address. It's very much appreciated because every dollar helps us to stay alive here and do things out. The blood teas are almost gone. I think I'm down to two larges left. I just sold a extra large the other day, so I'm down to two larges. Those are $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. So if you want to contact me, you can send me a message on various social medias, and I'll be able to make sure you clearly put your information on there. If you send me a digital transaction or you send me a thing in the mail, please make sure you print out your exact address. Don't want to send it to your neighbor down the street or the house that doesn't exist anymore. Or if it ever did. Actually, one guy I had to get a hold of him because his one number was a little funky, and I had to double-check to make sure. that was not a five, and it was a three. Just handwriting was pretty good, but that number, I just wanted to make sure. And it took me a couple of days to get hold of them, but I got hold. But, yeah, I'm down to two shirts of the Nothing Counts More Than Blood, and I'm looking to do another batch. I have some other shirts already designed, but that's the other too. If some people want to help us fund the next batch of shirts, I'm actually looking at starting an online store to start selling products. I found a couple of them I could use. Others I didn't like because they wanted way too much information. And others, you have to have at least three items to be able to sell. So I am looking at possibly doing a small batch of various shirts just to get the numbers out there. And then with their design, I can just re-up them and they actually look cheaper. So anyways, but those things help support the network and gets out a really good message in the process. All right, so Salanta Ma, we will catch you next week. And again, like many of the programs, we'll be returning the regular time slots. We are so overwhelmed with stuff here that we will get everything caught up. So that's definitely a positive thing. And like Hans Gruber said,
and when Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
The benefits of a classical education. Yes. Hans Gruber. Alan Rickman. So, from Die Hard. So, that is true. We have many more worlds to conquer. We haven't even busted out of our Greece yet before we even get anywhere near a Gagamela. But trust me, that's why I say don't sing it, bring it. Because these fuckers talking about trying to massive access and all this other shit. Motherfuckers, I'll tell you right now, you thought January 6th scared you a little bit? Dude, that was like a fucking crack steam valve. That's not even Old Faithful, okay? You have not even seen the eruption that's potential underneath the surface of the crust. You try to pull that shit, people get fired or quit. Within a month or so, you're going to see a revolution, this motherfucker, like you cannot imagine. You cannot imagine because, you know, people got an empty belly. They got nothing to lose. And when the power gets shut off and everything else, oh, yeah, it's going to get fucking nasty. It's nasty. And the reason why congressmen get away with the shit that they do because they can exempt themselves at the same stroke, they're not subjugated to torches and pitchforks outside their office window. Washington was. He saw it. He knew he had to get some stuff turned around real fast or he was going to go the way the dodo bird. And that's why Adams lost, is because he pushed the Alien and Sedition Acts, which means you can't talk shit about the president. Dude, we put you in that fucking office. We can say whatever the fuck we want about you because you are a public figure and the rules are totally different. So, yeah. Hey, Biden. There ain't no Let's Go Brandon on the back of my bumper, dude. It says fuck Biden and or fuck Joe and the hoe. Yeah, I think you'd like that. Second. Anyway, so that's how it goes. So your support's greatly appreciated. And also the encouragement. I've had a lot of encouragement messages, not only the last several years, but also the last couple months. And I appreciate everyone's uplifting comments as well as suggestions. We've had some really good suggestions, and I've implemented some of those. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Robert. And thank you, Mike. Three names I know off the top of my head I've gotten suggestions from that we did implement because they were, like, good ideas. I appreciate it. So definitely always appreciate good ideas. All right, so that's tomorrow. We will catch you next week. And remember, don't be an English cigarette. yes, Salanta Ma.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
May the blessing of cheer be upon you.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look toward the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyrics to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.